Consider for a moment this number, 66,636. As of Monday, that's the number of political ads aired in North Carolina this election year. And just for state-level races, think governor on down. WFAE's Tom Bullock reports.
Money in politics? That shouldn't surprise you. But these numbers might.
A little over 66,000 ads have run so far this year for state-level races, and the estimated cost of those ads is about $32.5 million.
That's Ben Weider from the Center for Public Integrity. The totals reached by poring through data primarily compiled by Kantar Media. Their findings show with a tab so far of $25.3 million, North Carolina's governor's race is now the second most expensive in the country, behind Missouri. As of July 1st of this year, Democrat Roy Cooper hadn't spent a dime on television ads. That's certainly not the case today.
In North Carolina, we estimate that Roy Cooper has spent about $10 million.
Which ranks Cooper as the second highest spender on TV ads in any governor's race in the country. Republican Pat McCrory is a bit farther down that list at $5.8 million spent. And it's not just the North Carolina governor's race that's racking up big bills. Take the North Carolina Attorney General's race between Democrat Josh Stein and Republican Buck Newton.
We have an estimate of a little over $3 million in that and about 8,000 ads, which is, you know, for a further down the ballot race, you know, a decent amount of spending.
In this race, the Democrats are again outspending Republicans. But Weider points out that could change.
In some cases, might see big sums of spending coming in from outside groups who maybe have figured out that a particular race could be flipped one way or another with a last-second push.
Overall, political ad buys in North Carolina are already up about 33% compared to the total spent in 2012. And more, Weider says, may be on the way.
You know, it's not uncommon for half of the spending or more than half of all the spending in an election to come in the last few weeks.
In other words, buckle up. For WFA News, I'm Tom Bullock.